Welcome back to IndyCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's great emerging music. We're going to look a little bit in the past. We've got some brand new bands that are just kicking off, but we're going to spend some of this week looking at some of the great songs of the first decade of the century. Let's kick off with, how about Fay Blaze?
Here I This is Angry Drummer Guy. We're all listening to Indie Can Radio.
That rocking number, you may or may not know, is a band called Tin Bangs. They were our guests way back in episode 1515. They were up and coming. They certainly are great musicians, great artists. They seem to be on hiatus right now. I hope they come back. We're going to be covering a few bands that have packed it in. We're kind of looking at the decade that was, the double zeros, D1 of Century 21, whatever we're going to call this first 10 years of the 21st century. Double zeros, I don't know. Anyway, we don't have a good name for it. No one's come up with something that I really like, including me. Some of the great bands that created great music this decade didn't make it, and I don't know about Tin Bangs. I haven't heard any announcement that they're gone, but they were riding a high, and then things started slowing down for them, and I don't know what happened. I haven't talked to Ben or Phil or Brian, but I do see some of these guys around. They were three of the original Tin Bangs members. Anyway, before that, Loud and Proud and Alive and Well, Perplexity of Things, I'm Only Dreaming was that song, Toronto Outfit, and Faye Blaze before that. I saw her compared, some CBC writer said this is like Punky Feist. Does anyone remember where Leslie Feist came from? My God, I mean, and that isn't fair to Faye either, because this album is all over the place in terms of genre and feel and tempo and beat. Faye's been traveling a lot. In fact, we've got a few artists today that have been, are Canadian, but have been making it abroad. Later in the show, we've got Thousand Foot Crunch, and you'd think they were a U.S. band if you look at their touring schedule for the beginning of 2010, but they're from, well, Peterborough. I think one of the band members is from Hamilton. They are making it big in the United States of America. So anyway, I really want to spend a little bit of time talking about some of the songs I think are significant in this first decade. And Tin Bangs had a couple of great songs. And here's another band that's still alive and well, still going strong from Calgary. It's called Once Just. If you like this song, go back in our archives to episode 54, where you can meet the band a little bit and hear a little bit of their live off the floor. Once Just, let's do it.
Come on, gather round. Lift your hands up and throw the drum beat down. Break up the bass and take out the trash. As soon as I get back, I'm gonna crack a new track. Now trick my cheek, the wood is on the street. I got the love, I got what I need. Can you hear it? Can you see? It's true, the pleasure that I see is burning in my heart. It's slowly killing me. A lift of the rush, a month of the cash is up, then it's starting to look a bit, a bit sad, a bit sad, a bit sad. Say that I cannot open up. Step up, step up, up, and take the trouble in time of the day to say what I say and tell them all how much I really wanna change my life without the hurt that I cause. I'm so fucking weak that I can see my own thoughts. Maybe, maybe I'm gonna maybe assume. The pleasure that I see is burning in my heart. It's slowly killing me. A lift of the rush, a bump of the gas, and something is starting to look a bit, a bit sad, a bit sad, a bit sad. Spin, spin it, spin around my head, make my head numb and make me go dead. Spin, spin it, spin around my head, make my head numb and make me go dead.
This is Chris from Once Just, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
We'll be right back. Hey everybody, what's up? I'm Matt from Pride Tiger. You're listening to Indie Can. Keep it here.
Whoa.
Let's rock.
Okay, from Vancouver, that is Pride Tiger. Before that, 1,000 Foot Crunch, and Once Just kicked it off. Pretty lively set. We've got a little Justin Rutledge coming up, a little live at IndyCan action, actually. Just him and his guitar. It's going to sound great. If you either you'll remember it or this will make you go, wow, I got to learn about this guy. We've got Jason Bajada coming up next, but first, Trezza Lavasseur. She's really been making an impact on the scene. Here's a song that is very playful. Anyway, I will let the song speak for itself.
Yeah. My, me, ever since I was young, I never could manage to hold my tongue. So full of opinion, so full of fact, so damn full of myself, I never took a I want age of 18, I met a king among men. He treated me like a queen. But I was young, I was hungry, ambitious and keen. I knew the small town, small town was not my scene. So on a night, he asked me to be his sweet wife. I replied, I hope you're ready for a better life. He said, I'm sorry, but sugar, this is all that I know. Then I knew I had to go. I've lost all the bridges I've burned. Will I have earned every moment of every show? It's been a lonely way to go, but it's the only way I know. Me and my big fat mouth. Sometimes I wonder where I'd be without me and my big fat mouth. I put my foot in it and then I spit it out. Me and my
got a number on me, I've got a number. Won't make it through the high noon sun. I am my father's son, yeah. I am my father's son. His bed is made. I was a hero early in the morning. I ain't no hero in the night. I am my father's son. I'll build a house inside of you. I'll build in through the mouth. I'll draw three figures on your heart. One of them will be me as a boy. One of them will be me. One of them will be me watching you run. Watching you run into the high noon sun. Watching you run further than guns will go. You are a runner with a stolen voice. You are a runner. And I am my father's son. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, cool. I'll do that then. Hi, my name's Justin Rutledge, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio. It's a song called This Is War.
Honey, this is war.
money, this is war. Honey, this is war. Lover, this is war. It's what our world's been waiting for. This is war.
Justin was into Indie Can Radio at XM Studio to, actually do a couple of songs off his new record. But this goes back a little while to the middle of the decade. This is War, and from his Stanley Park album. And it's a great album. His new album is a great album. But this song, I think, I hope, is going to be one of those significant songs that outlives you and me. Here's a couple of bands that are no more. I'm going to play some Down With The Butterfly, who you can still find alive and well in other forms. Acres and Acres, Monine, Caledonia. You'll find parts of Down With The Butterfly there. But this was a significant band that just... You know, sometimes momentum just doesn't favor you. They had a couple of vans fall to pieces. I first saw them in Montreal with Hey Rosetta, and if they kind of stayed on that trajectory, you know, maybe some of these other projects wouldn't have happened. So I don't know if it's good or bad, but we're going to play some Down With The Butterfly. We're going to start with some Scarlet Sins, an all-female band that have artistic differences. So hopefully... these players will be back on the scene in D2, second decade of the 21st century. But Scarlet Sins doesn't exist anymore. Let's listen to some.
From the chain gang, still a bit of the change. Can't deny this is better than ever, the missing piece that I am. It can't hold me down long, I'm stronger than I've been. I wasted too much time in the place I'm in.
No more, I don't want faster, cause I'm numb.
Backwards.
But nobody saw it coming. But nobody saw it coming.
Let's go out on a positive note. Again, that was Down with the Butterfly, the song Tanks. They actually got a video fact grant, even though the band, again, the band hasn't broken up. It hasn't disbanded, just some of the players are busy with other projects right now, so we don't know if there will ever be another Down with the Butterfly album. I would like to think so, but there's a very good chance it won't happen. We're going to finish with a couple of going concerns. This is Groove Generator. This is actually a one-man band who pretty much plays everything except some female background vocals. Groove Generator, and on deck, something I just got in the mail called White Sands. The album is called Cuffed to the Clock. I just got it, so I'm just going to play it. I don't know that much about it, but I'm going to share it with you, and we'll see you next week.
you need if you want me. Cause I love you, girl, I need you. If you wanna say, boy, I'm sorry, please don't hurt me, please don't leave.
Pretty good, White Sands. Maybe we'll hear some more from that. I live in Canada. We are getting ready for the Olympics. The Olympic torch is being relayed across the country. It's a big country. It's thousands and thousands of kilometers, of course. And I saw it in Picton, Ontario. And it was the biggest commercial sellout I've ever seen. I know that artists who are involved with the Olympics aren't allowed to speak out against the games, the sponsors, the country. They have a gag order, which isn't art to me at all. But I couldn't believe this. There was this giant bottle of Coca-Cola on the stage while performers performed. This rapper with an RBC hockey jersey on. And they were running ads on this big screen, including the Bombardier ad. They made the actual torch that included the Canadian national anthem as part of their advertising. Do these people surround themselves by yes men that say, this is good, this is good, this is good? It's pathetic. It's a total sellout. If they subtly stayed in the background and just said, hey, by the way, we donated this much money for the Olympics because we think it's a good thing, you'd get someone like me saying, you're a good corporate citizen, but I'm just disgusted by the whole thing. Anyway, I'm going out with a Montreal band called Elephant Stone, and here's my song dedicated to the Olympics.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.